Blog Talk Radio.
Ice cream conversation. Ice cream conversation. Ice cream conversation. Forever on the grind all day, every day. Ice cream combos, always real, they never play. Tune in 10 a.m. every Monday to Friday. Why didn't I do this sooner? Only thing you ever say. Xavier Carla, best host of all time. Blog Talk Radio listeners will say they never lie. Check every story they run, like me with the rhymes. When other shows report anything, it should be a crime. Entertainment news, yeah, I gotta get mine from ICC, and you should be inclined to do the same if you got half a mind. I do cosign these ladies and shine like Frankenstein. They cut it that they design. IceCreamCombos.com. The morning show, 10 a.m. Welcome to ICC Radio.
Well, 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 guess who back up in the motherfucking
Yes, guess who's the Zach again.
Yes. Welcome to the Ice Cream yes. Combos podcast, where we serve delicious scoops of entertainment. Yes, I know we need to update our theme song, but our theme song is from when we had a morning show, and we just kind of went MIA on that situation. But we are back. And we will now be bringing you the ICC podcast. And, Carla, what's our goal? Once a week?
Yeah, once a week, once a week. We may, after a while, we may up it some. But right now, our goal is once a week.
Yeah, know. Once a week. Because you're too busy to do a podcast. You be stunting it out here in these streets and carrying on.
Oh, now you're going to do that? Nah, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. No, I'm saying. We're going to start at one because I don't want to, you know. Put too much pressure or anything crazy. No, I definitely think so. We're gonna start with one, but I definitely say it's doing more than one.
I'm just happy to be back. You know, I'm like Marshawn Lynch. Y'all know why I'm here. Y'all know exactly why I'm here. And it's to give you guys the delicious scoops of entertainment and celebrity news and music and whatever else is going on. Something I wanted to touch on really quickly. For those of you who this is your first time tuning into the ICC podcast, welcome. And I know you know you guys are not familiar with the shenanigans that usually takes place on this show, but we have been doing internet radio now for about 6 years, if you don't count our downtime. We've interviewed we've interviewed everybody from Love and Hip Hop stars to having John B. sing live on the show. That was a great day.
One of my faves. Easily in my top five favorite shows.
Oh, my gosh. That was
interviews.
A great day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, run that back. One throwback Thursday. You got to run that back. You got to run that show back.
All right. I'll see what I can do. But, you know, one of the things that I love most about us doing radio is that, number one, we have total control over what we say and do over here, so we don't have to worry about FCC or anybody trying to shut us down, take us off the air.
Yes, exactly.
That's one of the things that I love about us doing the air. Yes. Now, another thing you guys will notice on the radio show is that everybody who knows me knows I am a chatty patty. So there are times when Carla will have to put the red light up in the sky for me to shut up so she can get a word in edgewise. But, you know, that's she's used to it. That's how it goes around.
That's what
here.
We do. Oh, yeah.
That's what we do.
I'm a chatty
patty. That is
too.
What we do.
Yeah, you
do get a little chatty, too. You do. I can't even front. But tonight we have a special guest. We have a very special guest coming into the ICC shop tonight. Now, the thing is so funny. Okay, so you know how most of the stuff that ends up going viral on the Ice Cream Combos Facebook page is stuff that I just happen to walk across and trip across on the internet, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm strolling through my Instagram feed, and I see this picture of this gentleman, and I'm like, well, check him out. So, you know, he looks like a seasoned gentleman, but his swag was on, like, 1994, Bad Boy, take that era. Yes. So I'm like, okay, well, what's going on right here?
Perfect.
And I said, you know what? I said, this is so cool because he is the epitome of age ain't nothing but a number.
That's
so
right.
I went ahead and shared the picture on the ICC page, and, you know, I put the caption, you know, age ain't nothing but a number. And y'all went ham, bologna, and cheese. Like, I had no idea y'all was going to – I had no idea y'all was going to kick it off like that.
Yeah,
like,
for real.
None.
Never. That reminds me of old boy – what was the dude's name? The mugshot. I can't even remember his name right now. You know who I'm talking about.
Oh, Jeremy Meeks.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Prisoner
Bay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
Prisoner Bay.
Prisoner Bay.
yes. So, you know, I mean, I think last time I checked it was like 40,000 shares. The comments are ridiculous.
Shoot.
And I was – so you know me. You know me. My wheels got to turn and I said, oh, we got to find him. So I sent out the bat signal, or shall I say, I put the ice cream cone signal up in the sky. And my beautiful ICCers, listen, I knew it wouldn't take – the way that – out of here, I knew it would be only a matter of time before someone ID'd him and gave all the tea on him.
Oh,
but
with
that being said, you the power of the internet, and you know how the internet gets down, so why waste time listening to what the internet has to say about him when we can go directly to the gentleman himself and get the tea straight? Well, not the tea. We don't do tea. We do scoop. So we could go directly to him and get the scoop directly from him. So here's what we know so far. We know that the gentleman's name is, excuse me, we know that, I was choking a little bit. I'm sorry.
Right?
I'm sorry.
You
all right?
Hey, I'm right. Water, baby.
I was choking on life. That's all. I was choking on life. So we know that the gentleman's name is, we know his name is Irvin Randall. And when we talked to him earlier today, we know that he's a very nice gentleman. I tried best, and it was so hard not to try to get into a full-blown conversation with him because I wanted everything to be absolutely authentic on this show. So I was kind of trying to talk to him, but kind of not really. So I didn't ask him anything. I just told him that tonight we are going to find out all about him, get all the scoop from him, and that's what it's going to be. That is what it's going to be. So. Yes, so I guess what we'll do is let's go ahead and jump in. Since it's Throwback Thursday, let's throw it back to L. Varner and refill. I feel like a girl at the club.
Yes.
That's be my jam.
You better
get it. I used to play the fake, what is it? Is that a violin or what is that?
A
violin?
It's a string instrument. It's definitely a string. I'm not
is it a
violin,
viola?
But it almost sounds like it may be. It's definitely a string instrument. I ain't trying to get caught out in these streets saying the wrong, you know. Street is being
left.
Oh, it's a banjo.
And you know, any opportunity somebody get to correct you, they going to take it.
Oh,
so you already know.
Yes.
Be like, be safe out there, bestie. Be safe. So, let's just call it a string instrument. But this is my jam. So let's go ahead and jam with L. Varner. And while Elle is singing, we're going to go ahead and get Mr. Irvin Randall on the line so we can go ahead and get this scoop. All right, Elle Varner.
Oh, yeah.
He approached me and asked for a minute. We turned into
Can I get a refill? That's my jam.
You gotta get it. Yeah.
I need El Marna to stop playing. Now she all on Instagram posting them videos of her in the gym and showing off those thighs. El, we know you think it's cold grits. We know you think it's cold grits. We know you have the curliest curl pattern on the planet, but it's time for you to get in the studio and do something.
Yes.
Do something with them beautiful, luscious lips you got going on, okay? I'm going to need you to put them in front of a microphone and make sound come out. Listen, I listened to Channel Orange today. God, I miss Frank Ocean, yo. I had to let a thug tear slide down my face.
Yeah, for real.
Okay.
Come on, yeah.
So, ladies and gents, I see Sears, homegirls and homeboys, hoochies and hustlers, pimps and professionals. We have a very special guest. We have a very special guest in the ICC shop, so I need all of you to join me in giving a very warm round of applause for Mr. Irvin Randall, the man who has set the internets on fire.
Yes.
That is too funny. That is too funny.
Hey.
I love it. I love it. How are you? I love it.
How are you?
Well, see, we're doing great.
I'm doing good right now.
How you doing?
Well, I'm coping. I'm coping. I'm coping. I'm getting through the day. Yeah. I'm getting through the day.
Oh, my goodness.
It's just
okay,
right now
just
I'm just like, wow, I'm overwhelmed. Yeah.
I can imagine. I can imagine. So, all right, the first thing I want to ask, let's go on record if you don't mind. How old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
No problem at all. I am 54, and I'll be 55 in November. And I'm going to throw the biggest. Yeah, that's a good thing.
Okay. All right. Calm down, people. Calm down.
I'm going
okay,
to throw the biggest 55th birthday ever for myself. For myself.
And you know what? And I bet it's going to be packed from front to back.
It better be.
Packed from front to back. Well,
it better be. You guys been keeping me up for the last two nights. It better be.
Hey, listen, my bad. I'm sorry, man. I am so sorry. Listen,
that's
it's
okay.
So funny because
that's
I was telling the ICCers a little earlier. I said, you know, I was just online, and, you know, usually I start my morning by just perusing, you know, different social media sites. And I came across your picture, and I was like, well, God is good. Look at this
God
man
is
right
good.
Now.
Yes, he is.
Okay.
God is good.
So I
God
was
is
like,
good.
Okay. So, you
yes,
know,
he
I
is.
Said, you
but
know
look,
what? I'm
I really want to tell
good.
You. I really want to. Can I tell you how this really happened for me?
Yes, absolutely. I'm chilling. Go ahead.
Okay, you ready? Okay. I'm on Facebook, and I take pictures, and I put it on there, and I get a lot of comments about it. And there's this guy, I've lost his name in communication. I hope he's listening to you as well tonight. He contacted me last week, and he said, hey, I'm a Facebook fan of yours. I like the way you dress, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay. He said, is it okay if I take some of your pictures off and put it on my social media? And I thought to myself, I said, okay, what kind of social media? He says, you don't mind, how old are you? And I said, I'm 50, and I'm over 50. And he said, great. He said, well, I want to take a couple of your pictures and do that. And I said, okay, well, just let me know which one you're going to take, because I have some pictures on there I have my swimming trunks on. And so he called me back, and he said, well, matter of fact, yesterday morning he called me. He said, I posted your pictures, and but something's going on here. And I said, what? And he said, I only posted them for an hour, and you got 37,000 likes. And I said, oh, my God, are you serious? And so I was on the phone with him, my daughter that lives in L.A., she calls me, and she said, hey, Dad, you on Twitter? I said, Jessica, I don't have a Twitter account. What are you talking about? She said, no, you're trending on Twitter. And I was like, what? What are you? Send me what you're talking about. Send me a snap. What are you talking about? And so when I saw that, and then he said, you know, they are snatching your picture off of my site. And I was like, okay, where could this go? He said, oh, no, I think we created something. I said, okay, I'm ready. And
okay,
when I hung up for my daughter, while I'm talking to him, I get a call through Facebook, through Messenger, this guy from Nigeria. He calls me, and he's so excited. He says, "This Irvin Randall?" And I'm like, "Yeah." And he said, "Well, I called you. I'm calling you from Nigeria. Things are happening for you over here. Are you a celebrity?" And I said, "No, I'm not." He said, "Well, your picture is trending over here. You must come see us." And I was like, "Well, I don't know." He said, "It's trending to 7.4 million already." And I'm like, "What?
Wow.
And he was just saying, he said, "They love you over here. They love your style." And I'm like, "Oh, wow, I appreciate it so much. And I've been dressing like this all my life. Things just got a little tighter for me, that's all, you know."
What? So, gosh. But you know what? That is the power of the internet, because I promise you, Irvin, that is exactly the way I saw the picture. And I just saw it. I don't even know where the picture originated. I saw it from another site that I follow, and I was like, wow.
Okay.
So I shared the photo, and it just went ham, bologna, and cheese on my site. And, you know, I'm the type of person that is like, you know, anytime something really big, and I post people on my site and something really big happens, I always, because we pass, you even know being on Facebook, you see stuff in passing all the time. You see videos, you see pictures, and so on and so forth. So anytime something really takes off crazy, I try to reach out to that person, because like in your case, you gave permission to
and I didn't
person.
Know anything about it. I could tell you, I didn't know too much about it, because after I got through talking to them on the phone, my phone just started going real crazy. And I was like, uh-oh, something's going to happen here. And and then my friends started calling me and said, "Oh, my God, you're trending." And they're saying, "You're shutting down the internet." And I said, "What do you mean shut down the internet? This is 2016. What are you talking about?" "Well, what are you talking about?"
Wow.
So, you know, it was happening so fast. And I was like, okay, this is good. This is good, because I read one of the comments, you know, there's so much bad going on in the world, and it's time for something good to come along. And I thought for myself, this is something fresh and good coming along, and people can see this in a different way. And then I started getting phone calls from my friends. They said, well, Ice Cream is trying to contact you. They said, "Who knows this guy?" And I was like, "What? What are you talking about? What do I need to do?"
I put out the bat signal, man.
Put out the and I appreciate that. I really, really do. I really do.
And, you know, and one of the first thing that I told everyone, because earlier today I went live on Facebook, and the first thing I told everyone, I said, he is such a kind gentleman.
Yes,
because, you know,
I
meet people all the time, you know, from quote-unquote celebrities to people like yourself, who fame just finds you. And, you know, one of the things that really stood out to Carla and myself was just what a sweet and kind and gentleman that you are, just from speaking to you. And,
I
mean, you're so humble. You know,
you
didn't answer the phone
humble.
Like, "Hello, this is Mr. Randall. How can I help you today?"
I posted a picture of my grandson is 6 months old, and I went to see him.
Aww.
And I was walking down the street with him, and it was like, "Is that your child?" I said, "No, this is my grandson." Wow. And the lady said, "Well, you're the coolest pawpaw I ever seen." And I'm like, "I like that. I like that. That's me."
Yeah, I like that, too.
So,
that is you.
I've been hashtagging that on Facebook as well. I am the coolest pawpaw.
Well, listen, let me tell you. Have you seen some of the nicknames that you have garnered on social media?
Yeah.
If you don't mind,
I have seen the nicknames. Yes, I have seen them.
So they've called, first of all, you know, naturally, Bay. You know, naturally, you're Bay.
Right.
Now you're Daddy. You know, you're
Daddy.
Daddy, Zaddy, Mr. Still Your Grandma.
Mr. Still Your Grandma,
Still Your Grandma, but I like Mr. Still Your Nana. I like that, you know, a little better, Mr. Still Your Nana, because you're too fly to, you know, be going after somebody, Grandma. You got to go after Nana or Meemaw, you know. So Mr. Still Your Nana, so it's so funny, just all, and I love it. I know it's crazy for you over there, and I know it's hectic for you over there, but like you said, it's something positive. It's not you in handcuffs or some, you know, the cops and got you.
Exactly.
You know, it's something positive.
Yeah.
Number one, you're over 50. You're in shape. You look absolutely fantastic. So
and
I
those
was talking about.
Very, look, and those weights are very heavy. I must tell you that.
Okay, I heard that because the only thing I lift up is my fork. And a wine glass,
you know,
Mr.
What,
Randall.
Right?
Those are the two things I lift up on
the
regular.
Bobby.
But, you know, let's talk about your style for a minute. Let's go ahead and talk about that because, you know, some people are like, oh, my gosh, he's so fly. You know, they automatically assumed you were a grandfather or that you were an older gentleman because of the gray. I have gray in my hair, so I automatically assume someone's age.
Exactly.
So, you know, they were like, you know, oh, my gosh, you know, he an older gentleman and he got this young swag. But you mentioned earlier, this is how you've always dressed.
This is how
you've always
I always dressed. Yes, I've always had some type of fashion ability. I just put it together and I think nothing of it. I really don't.
Yeah.
And so, you know, my friends said, well, you know, I actually just got on. When I got on Facebook, I thought anything of it. And then I started taking the pictures, like, and I started getting the hits. And then the guys start coming in. Where are you shopping at? Where you get that from? What, how are you putting that together? I just get up and just put it together. I just get up and put it together. And what works for me, it could work for anybody else.
Anybody else.
And I love, a lot of people say, well, you must stay at the mall. No, I don't stay at the mall all the time. When I go to the mall, I go to the mall. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I do
go,
a lot of shopping.
When I go, I go.
So I do, there's stores, and am I allowed to say those stores?
You know what, unless they paying you, Mr. Randall, because you hot in these streets right now, and unless you get a check, don't holler out nobody's name right now.
I won't say that name
we
right now.
We got to have some coaching going on with you on this phone.
Yes, okay. So I can tell you, I've been going to some of the trendy stores, and I just
go
in.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
I go into trendy stores, and I just see what I like and what fits me, and, hey, I buy and I keep stepping. I take a picture in it, and, hey,
I think what's so cool, about you is that you are pretty much the epitome of age ain't nothing but a number. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. And I can tell you, being 54, I don't feel 54. Hey, I think I can run a ring around some of these 20-year-olds, you know. So,
well, you're doing that now, sir.
You know, so
I
have that. I'm good. Yeah, I'm real good.
That's awesome. Okay, so now we talked about your age. We talked about the style. Now, what some women would like to know, and others, they want to know, are you an eligible bachelor or are you spoken for?
I am dating someone.
Okay.
All right. All right,
y'all.
Man.
Oh, man,
look, everybody like,
uh-uh.
Oh,
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I am dating someone, and we are real good.
Okay.
I am. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I
am.
You're happy. Okay. So
I'm very happy.
You happy? Okay.
Yes,
okay.
I'm very happy. I'm very happy.
Uh-huh. All right. Now, when you're not tearing up the mall, what do you like to do in your free time? When you're not tearing up the mall.
You know what, let me tell you, I'm a neutral guy. You know, I go to the movies, I go to the plays.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't believe I play basketball, I play football, baseball.
Okay.
Bowling.
Very,
I do bowling.
Very active.
I do run. Mm-hmm. I run 3 miles. So I keep myself busy to make me feel like how I feel. I don't come home and sit on the sofa and watch TV only for Tuesday night when I watch my little hot show. So other than that, I keep myself busy and active, and it makes me feel good.
Mm-hmm. Irvin, you firing shots at me. I don't just come out. You firing shots.
No, you're good.
But no, that's cool. That's really cool. That's cool. Now, where are you geographically? That's what I'll say. Where are you geographically? Statewide. No city.
Texas.
Okay. Texas. Okay. All right. Now, you know, look, I'm trying to be all, you know, professional. You know they done tracked you down, Mr. Look, they
oh, yeah, they done tracked me down. Yeah, they done tracked me down. Yeah, they done found out everything. They done,
another
yeah.
power of the internet.
They found
there's
out about
power
my
of the internet. Oh,
yes,
yeah,
the power of the internet.
Again.
Yeah, they found me. At first, they didn't know. It was like, who is this guy? And then I think it took them a couple of hours to find out who I really, you know, who I am.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, uh-oh,
now,
here we go.
What is your profession?
I am in education. I am a teacher.
Ah, cool. That's obvious.
Yeah, I am a teacher, and I've been doing it for 22 years, and I love every moment of it.
Oh,
wow.
I read
online, you know, I sift through the comments a lot of times, and I saw where someone said you were an educator, and everyone who came in to, but, you know, again, anybody can say anything on the internet, so that's why I wanted to ask you personally. But
right,
every
right.
person that said that they have come in contact with you or their kids or, you know, however they crossed your path in the education system spoke very highly of you.
Yes,
so that
yes.
is to be, you know, commended. Everyone spoke very
not
highly of you, which I'm not surprised.
Yes.
I'm not surprised
and,
at all.
And I appreciate that. Yes, I appreciate that. You know, I could tell you, reaching out and teaching these kids how to read and the goals and being a black male role model, it really sets things off for them. And they look up to me. I don't come to work with my pants sagging. You know, I come and look professional.
Mm-hmm.
I come and let them know this is what you can also accomplish yourself.
Absolutely.
And like I,
so awesome.
You know, I let them know that dreams can come true, and this is what I try to install into them. You know, it's just not all about reading and math. I do everything in that classroom, you know. I'm the mother, the
That's
father,
right.
the uncle, the auntie. I'm everything in there. And they enjoy
you
it.
Are.
They enjoy it, and I love doing it. I love doing it.
A lot of educators, you know, are the parents to those children, at least for
that's
those
right.
hours that they're in that classroom. And that's probably, unfortunately,
absolutely.
For some kids, that is the only type of structure they get is when they were, you know, when they're in their classroom. So,
that's
you know,
right.
kudos to you.
Right.
Kudos to you.
Right. The parents,
we love
yeah.
our educators.
Yeah. Right.
We
oh,
love
right.
our educators.
So, thank you. We love you too.
Randall. Mr. Randall, now that you are an honorary member of the ICC family, and
oh,
now
I
that
thank
you
so
listen,
much.
I've seen
yes.
you everywhere today from,
oh,
of
my
course,
goodness.
Ice Cream Combos to BET. Dude, you are
yes.
everywhere, and I thank you so much for giving us the honor and the privilege of
thank
speaking
you.
To you first. We were first, right? We
yes.
were first.
Thank
yes, you are
yes.
first.
Yes.
You are first.
Okay, okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
You
thank
are first,
you.
And I want to thank you. I want to thank you so much. I appreciate the comments and the things that you said as well. My heart is just overwhelmed right now. Overwhelmed.
Oh,
and
what's
I,
next?
I appreciate
what's
everything.
Next? What's next? We're going to Nigeria, Mr. Randall.
Just say that.
We're
going
to Nigeria.
Yeah, let's go over there. I want to go over there. Yeah, let's go over
let's
there.
Let's go to Nigeria.
Yeah.
You got your
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what. I tell you, I can tell you this. I may be in New Orleans this weekend for the Essence.
I bet you will.
Oh,
I bet you will. Wow. You better bring security. I promise.
You better.
You know, it's.
Yeah.
You better bring security.
I better bring some security.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know,
you
I think
it's
going to
be
I
that?
Think
you think it's going to be that bad?
Sir, really?
No.
Do I need to redirect you to the internet? You have literally shut down the internet. And
yeah.
you know what? All I did today, after I spoke to you and you said, of course, you know, I'll come talk to you guys and all that. All I did, every time I scrolled through the internet and I saw you, I just smiled like, he talking
oh,
to
wow.
us.
Oh, wow. That is so cool.
Us. You know, and yes. I just, you are literally, when I say literally, where? Literally.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
you know what?
Yeah.
And I just feel like, I think that this is just like some type of divine intervention for just the wonderful person that you are, that you are being brought to the forefront so that everyone can
yep.
take notice. I really
yes.
and truly
I
believe
have to agree with
that.
That
is why it happened
yes.
the way it did. I,
thank
I
you.
Truly
I
believe that.
Thank you. I appreciate
so listen,
it so much.
When you on stage dancing with Diddy next year at the BET Awards, and, you just shout out ICC. course.
Yes,
you
I will.
Is, you know, with,
yes, I
you
will.
Know,
as a matter of fact,
say, take
I'll,
that. Yeah, yeah. You just say your part.
Matter of fact, I would do it for you this weekend. I sure will.
Yes, right. You say okay. I just love me some ice cream combos. You just let them
yes.
go down there in New Orleans.
Yes,
okay?
I will give you the biggest shout out ever. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank
so
you.
Much.
It was such a pleasure speaking with you. You are so absolutely awesome. And listen, if there is anything that you need from us, or if you need to let us know when we need to pack and we headed out to Nigeria, you
yeah,
know,
I sure
we
will.
Got,
I
some,
sure will.
You know, we got some. We got some followers over in Nigeria now. So
okay.
we over there too.
Got people.
You over there too as well? Okay, cool.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
We over there.
Good.
So listen,
good. Well,
we
I appreciate you.
We can roll out.
Good. Hey, I'm ready. I'm ready. And I appreciate everything you guys were saying about me. And I just appreciate it so much.
Just
so much.
Enjoy it. Just
thank
enjoy
you.
It.
Yes.
Just enjoy
yes.
it. You know,
yes.
just enjoy
yes.
it. And keep killing them out there, though, Mr. Steele.
Oh,
you
yeah.
Know.
I got
keep
some good things
them.
Coming. I got some good things uh-oh. Coming. Stay tuned.
You got some good things? Okay.
I got some good things
well,
coming. Stay tuned. Yeah.
All right,
I'm going to turn.
Number.
Yes. I'm gonna turn it up a little bit. I'm just gonna turn just a little bit.
Just a little bit. All right now.
Just a little bit.
And
just
now
a
you make
bit.
Sure we know what's going on, okay? So we
yes,
can let
I
everybody
will.
Know.
Yes, I will. I will be calling
right.
you. I will be
all right,
calling
you.
All right.
You take care. And it was so fantastic speaking with
oh,
you.
Wait,
but before
on,
I let you
question.
Go,
I got one question.
Oh, go ahead, Carla.
Okay.
You got it. Oh, all right. I just
no, go ahead.
We just want to ask you, what's your favorite flavor of ice cream?
It is chocolate.
Okay. You trying to be fresh.
I'll take two scoops of chocolate, please.
Okay.
There it is. Oh
yes.
My gosh. I just love you so
thank
much.
You.
Mr.
I appreciate you guys. Thank you
and,
so
yeah.
much.
Just
I appreciate
it. May the Lord continue
and
to bless you.
Thank you. And much love, mm-hmm. much love all the way from here, from Houston, Texas. So much love.
There it is. All right.
Oh,
thank you.
Guys, give it up for Mr. Urban Randall and stay in touch, okay? And just let
yes,
me know
I will.
If you need
thank
anything.
You.
I'm here.
Thank you
all
so
right.
much. Thank
yes.
you so much.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There it is, y'all.
Yes.
Isn't he just awesome?
He's so awesome. What an awesome guy. What an awesome guy. Wow.
Okay, applause. Well, well, well. I love
yes.
me some Mr. Irvin.
Yes.
He was all
nice
right.
Dude. Yes.
He was all right.
And
yes.
Educated,
a great,
and positive,
great guy.
I love it. Yeah,
yep.
for real.
So we going to Nigeria, boo.
Oh, yeah. You ready?
We going to Nigeria. We are going to Nigeria.
Yes. Wow. That
wow.
Just, ooh, that guy
it's
is,
so
just
funny because
inside and out. Beautiful. Dirt.
I know.
I'm
just
can
saying. You imagine, Carla? Can you just imagine, though? Really, like, really, really try to put yourself in his shoes. Just imagine someone saying, hey, you got some really cool pictures. You mind if I just post these on my, oh, go ahead. And then the next thing you know, everywhere.
Yes.
And it's unfortunate because. Running. No, and you know what really is unfortunate is, you know, it's the gift and the curse. Because the gift is,
yeah.
now, listen, right now, Mr. Urban Randall has the floor. Like, it's showtime. It's showtime. Light,
yeah.
camera, action,
yeah,
for him right now. Listen,
yep.
if he want to pull the biggest heist in history, it's time to go down right now, Mr. Randall. You know, so
yeah.
right, if he got a product or a business or a stylist, you better
yep.
let somebody know right now because now is the time.
Yes.
But I truly and honestly believe that you know, that notoriety or that exposure came to him because of the good things that he's done with his own life in educating our
yeah.
kids and,
oh,
you know, being a
oh
great
yeah.
role model to young people. So I absolutely commend
that's
him for
an
that.
That's such an awesome thing,
and
isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
I totally agree with you with that.
A heart
yeah.
of pure gold. A heart
yes.
of pure gold.
For real.
So just congratulations to him. But imagine you just wake up and your picture everywhere. Like, I mean,
that's
everywhere.
Crazy. You're trending. Somebody calls you and say you're trending.
Trending. That is unreal. That is so much. Listen, y'all need to get ice cream combos out here trending now. I'm about to lose my patience with y'all now. No, I'm kidding. Y'all see what ice, but you know, it makes us feel good as well because, you know, even with Deron Taylor, you know, and I posted the video of the 14-year-old, and I started getting phone calls from all over the United States with people offering money and products and, you know, equipment. And so, you know, the blessings are there. They are there.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh, yeah, absolutely.
So I really enjoyed talking to him. I know we were a little bit of a mess tonight because we literally, like, decided we were going to do this show today with Mr. Randall.
Like
as soon as we spoke to him
ago.
A few hours ago, we doing this show,
yes.
And we're going to pop it off. So our next podcast
and a great
will
way
be
to pop
a
it off.
Little – I know, but our next podcast will be a little more organized and stuff. It was just like we just threw a last-minute house party tonight. But, you know, coming in, you know, our other podcast, or you can go back and listen to our past podcast and see that we do have organization and we do have organizations and a structure and all that stuff. But I just want to give a shout-out to everyone who tuned in tonight, and shout-out to Jerry Adams. He's a first-time listener of ICC. So thank you for kicking it with us tonight, Jerry, and welcome to the ICC family. But thank you guys so much for tuning in. I'm so hype. I'm getting ready to – I guess we can go ahead and wrap it up now. We already got the scoop. We got the scoop.
Oh, yeah.
I almost tell what I was about to do, didn't I?
Oh,
I'm getting ready to I'm getting ready to list like Mr. Randall, except it's going to be a glass of wine now. I'm going to have a glass of wine, and I'm going to unwind. It's been a completely crazy day, but
it's
a pleasure speaking to him. Yes, and I really appreciate him speaking to us first because I have a feeling that you are going to see this gentleman all over the place, especially when they find out he's doing interviews. So just remember you heard him here first with Ice Cream Combos. You got that scoop. He is 54, and he better invite us to that 55th birthday party, or he gonna have some problems with no beans, just problems. Okay? So, you know, again, it was a great talking to him, and thank you to everyone who tuned in to tonight's show. And I'm just gonna sit back and chill and see what comes next for him, because they gonna go after. I'm really disappointed at the people who are close to him, like that know him on a personal level, who are putting out his personal business. You know, still respect the man's privacy. That's why I didn't dig too much into his business. You know, are you single or are you spoken for? And, you know, so that's why I didn't pry too much, because we still, even as interviewers, you still have to respect a person's privacy to a certain level. So I hope I got enough scoop for you all. He cracked me up. But listen, Carla, wasn't he ready? We ain't had to ask him. I just laid back. Like, I had to pull no teeth tonight. I didn't have to pull their tooth.
That's right.
I had to pull no teeth.
They're the best.
No, a few times I was trying to get my little word in edgewise, but I love it because he's such a good spirit that he, you know, he's not afraid to talk. And I love that because, listen, I can direct you to some interviews where we got ready to hang up on
people. Don't do that.
Positive vibes. Before we go, just want to remind you guys to tune in tomorrow night. Tomorrow is Friday, depending on where you are. But tune in tomorrow night for our Friday night chat. It will be on Periscope, on the Ice Cream Combos page on Periscope at 10 p.m. So tune in tomorrow night. Carla and I have been working out a lot of great things that we want to go ahead and give you a heads up on and share with you tomorrow night, as well as recap the top stories in entertainment and celebrity news and give you all the latest. So I hope to see you all, and thank you. Thank you so much for just your continued support.
Thanks, y'all.
Read icecreamcombos.com daily and follow us on social media. We're on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, Tumblr, Google+.
We are everywhere. Just Google Ice Cream Combos.
Just Google Ice Cream Combos. Thank you, Carla. Yes. Thank you. You are.
I'm just saying, you know, we everywhere.
We everywhere. Just Google Ice Cream Combos. So, all of you have a great night, and we will be back here next week. And subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, and that way you will automatically be alerted when a new podcast is posted. And in the meantime, we got to hit up Influence for a new theme song, because after a while, people will be confused, like. it's not 10 o'clock in the morning.
Can you just switch the times? I really love that theme song, though. I do.
I do, too.
I'm just saying.
But we definitely I'll reach out to him in a little bit. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see, because we don't want to confuse people. All right, much love to all of our ICCers around the world, and we will be back next week. And thank you for listening to the ICC podcast. Any parting words, Carla?
Just say no to road rage, because y'all out here wilding. Girl, it's getting worse. People out here just say no.
Okay.
Get out. If you got to, pull your car over.
Okay.
Call your best friend something. I've just been saying some crazy stuff. Sorry. I just had to get that out.
Say a prayer. Go to Jesus.
Nah, y'all.
Go to Jesus.
Right? Exactly.
Go to Jesus.
Nah, but thanks y'all so much. Thanks for all your support.
All right.
You know, love.
There it is. Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Coming in.